The state's highest court rules on a lawsuit over tribal compacts, a metro bridge construction project will impact several highways, and a new era begins for Oklahoma State men's basketball. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 2nd. The Oklahoma Supreme Court says the state legislature has authority to override the governor's vetoes on tribal compacts. Last year, the legislature passed bills to extend existing compact agreements with multiple tribal nations over tobacco sales and license plates. Governor Kevin Stitt rejected those extensions, and the legislature called a special session to override his vetoes. Stitt said that was a violation of the governor's power to negotiate tribal compacts. He sued House Speaker Charles McCall and Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat, asking the court to void the overrides and declare the special session unlawful. The Supreme Court ruled today the special legislative session was constitutional, and Stitt's vetoes were lawfully overridden. Treat says, though he's pleased with the result, the suit was, quote, unproductive and a waste of taxpayer money. Construction on a bridge in the metro along a busy stretch of interstate is expected to start later this month. Crews will be working to replace bridge joints over the Oklahoma River. The bridge serves as the junction between Interstates 35, 235, and 40. Oklahoma Transportation Director Tim Gatz says he knows the area can get backed up, especially during peak travel times.
So this is going to be a tough construction zone. We recognize that, but these bridge joints, you know, we can't wait any longer. They need to be replaced and addressed now.
Gatz says the $4 million project is just part of normal bridge maintenance and says the job will be expedited. The project is expected to be completed within 75 days. After an Oklahoma family lost their home to eminent domain in 2018, they were given 30 days to vacate the property. KGOU's Hannah France reports the family has now been awarded nearly $3 million in compensation, more than government appraisers tried to give them.
An Oklahoma County jury awarded Wes and Samantha Brewer $2.9 million to compensate them for the taking of their home and nearly 50 acres of their private property for the construction of the Kickapoo Turnpike. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's appraisers originally concluded the family was owed $826,000, but the Brewers believed they were owed closer to $3 million. After a four-day trial, the jury unanimously agreed the family was owed more money. The awarded amount also includes compensation for moving and storage expenses and damages caused to their remaining property. I'm Hannah France.
In sports, Oklahoma State has a new men's basketball coach. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ryan LaCroix reports the Cowboys announced the hire Monday afternoon.
Steve Lutz is the 21st head coach in program history. He comes to OSU after just 1 year at Western Kentucky, where he led the Hilltoppers to their first Conference USA title and first NCAA tournament berth in 11 seasons. Prior to that, he spent two seasons as head coach at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, leading the Islanders to two conference titles and two NCAA tourney appearances. Lutz was formerly an assistant at several schools, including Purdue, Creighton, and SMU. He takes over for Mike Boynton, who was let go last month after 7 years with OSU. The Cowboys finished last season with a record of 12 wins and 20 losses. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.